Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be here with you for the last talk of this month, dedicated to embedded intelligence in cars. Throughout the month, we discussed with the Hyundai Motor Group, but also Google, and we got their views on what is an intelligent car, all the promises and prospects of putting more software and intelligence solutions for the drivers. And talking about the drivers, I'm really pleased today to welcome Thorsten Born from Trinity in order to talk about the EV data sharing for drivers. Hi, Thorsten.
Hey, Vincent. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for accepting our invitation to speak at the mobility talks that are proposed by the Mobility Club, a private sector for corporates wanting to be being better connected with the startups and understanding the key trends in the mobility sector. As usual, you know it, you can introduce yourself in the chat section and ask some questions also in the dedicated section on the right-hand side of your screen. And we'll take some minutes after the talk to take them. But Thorsten, before jumping into the discussion, I'd invite you to present yourself and tell us more about Trinity.
Again, thanks, Vincent, first of all, for having me today. Thanks for being here. Let me start a little bit on the history of origin of Trinity, so where we are coming from. So I personally started in 2018 to get my first electric vehicle. And I want to be honest with you, I had some basic questions, right? So how far I can really get with the car, what is my consumption over time? And also, yes, what will be the running costs of the vehicle? Because it was totally new for me, right? I was charging at home now. So again, there were some, basic questions I was insecure. And that, by the way, brought us together because my co-founders, Niels and Sebastian, they had the same questions and we couldn't find answers to them. And by the way, we also wanted to compare a little bit between us. So one was driving a Tesla, another one was driving a BMW i3, and you wanted to see, a little bit of gamification, who's the better driver and has a better consumption. So that was really the starting to find answers to this question. As we couldn't find one or find a solution for that, we created Trinity, but honestly, just for us at the beginning, right? It was at home, locally, it was running on a Raspberry Pi. It was really a local solution for us as we are coming from the software industry. And then, as you all know, the electric mobility space and the market and the community was growing. And, friends, family, people had questions in the same direction. And, that brought us to the idea and also to the ask that we will, move Trinity from our local space into a cloud-native solution and provide it to other. And since then, Trinity evolves along the EV community. I think that's important to understand. We have a baseline of functionality, but all more and more ideas are coming from, our users, from the community. We have kind of feature voting, and that, brings us, in the next steps of the solution. But in a nutshell, Trinity. So it's really about that we focus on you as the electric vehicle driver. We call it the driver engagement. And, we want to help drivers and to learn a new language, the electric mobility language. Because, Vincent, I guess for you the same, for me, my parents, my grandparents, they were driving gasoline cars. If you have an older brother or sister, they maybe then also were starting driving a gasoline car. So you grow up with the topic. There's a gas station, you know how to handle it and all that. But with electric mobility, it's so much different, right? And there are so many new, wordings like state of charge, how do you charge? So we want to help with Trinity to learn this new language, to provide you transparency and control over your data, to have this in access, and have this learning. And how do we do that? So what we do is we take basic data. That's important to understand. We're really focusing on basic data of the vehicle. So think about the state of charge of the battery, the odometer, the location. Honestly, it's the same which you see already while you are in the car, right? You look on the odometer, you look outside. So this is the basic data we have and we have access. And what we do is we enrich this data with additional information, like think about the energy mix of this country in this time while you are charging, the weather information to do a better prediction, and you know how the consumption will react, but also charging rates. So when you are charging, you can assign a weight and understand what will be the cost driver. So it's really about enriching this data and provide it to you in an easy way, easy access. We have a mobile solution for iOS, Android. And if you want to deep dive, you also can use, you know, our web solution to have a very detailed and analytics on the data. And just coming to an end for the introduction, but a little, you know, example, think about Apple Health. And Apple is doing this for health. So think about, you have the Apple Watch, you have a Peloton bike, you have a Nike shoe, which provides data. And each of the solution has their own use case, their own app, for example. But again, there's Apple Health as a center, accessing, combining this data, enrich this data, bringing it into a meaningful content, and help you as a person to have a better understanding of your health. And then at the end, I think that is then a logical next step, that you, when you have this overview and access, you then can share this information with additional services and parties.
Okay, well, thank you. I think we well understood what you are doing. And actually, you're a real entrepreneur. You didn't find any solution, so you built it. That's amazing. You already started to talk about it, but talking about the market opportunity you identified, from a business point of view, how is the market structured, and what kind of loophole did you have identified in order to build Trinity?
Right. So first of all, and you're right, Vincent, so we are just building because we had the pain ourselves. When we find a solution, now we are building it along in the EV driver. And the market, of course, it's huge, right? Because people are starting in electromobility, they have to save basic questions, and they need to find answers. And that's why we still believe we want to actively work with this community and want to be part. And we see the Trinity solution as a community product, because we always involve all this feedback in the product. But just bringing us a little bit to the topic in regards to this aspect of sharing information, because this is another market in today's world, right? The one is you have access and information in an enriched way on your data, which I just explained on Trinity. But then the idea is that you also can work with this data and get additional benefits by sharing this data. Let's stay with the Apple Health example for a moment. So you have this Apple Health Center where all this data is, but if you have a doctor appointment, for example, you can share selected health data with your doctor to get a bigger picture of your current situation. The same with Trinity. With Trinity, you have a set and prepared data set and which data which you work, but then you can, if you want to, it's your decision, you can share this data with the ecosystem. Just a few examples, insurance, intelligent charging, navigation, emergency situation, vehicle clubs, repair shops. So all those might be industries or, let's say, service providers that can provide you as an owner of an electric vehicle additional value. Just three examples. So one, insurance. So we are happy that we have a partnership with an insurance in the Nordics, which provides EV drivers the option like, hey, if you share selected data, like, for example, your odometer or your consumption, we will provide you a more personalized weight based on this information. And very important, it's you who do the decision if you want to share the data. Trinity is not selling the data, right? It's you which provides the consents. It's your car, your data, that's our slogan, so you can share the data. Another example is navigations. So you can share your data with an EV navigation provider to have a more detailed navigation. And last example, which I think it's super important, also today's discussions, it's about intelligent charging. So corporations providing charging stations for their employees, but they only have a limited amount of energy which they can use and distribute. So they need to find an intelligent way. And if they have more information about the vehicles and the drivers, they can make, for example, a prioritization on the charging procedures and make it more convenient. And again, the driver decides if he wants to use this or support this environment and can actively share. And that's the concept about Trinity, like the data, vehicle insights, and then the Trinity ecosystem with partners you can share. And I think that's, I would say, two aspects of the markets we try to cover here.
Yeah, super interesting. So yeah, you are clearly both on the analytics for the drivers and providing an ability to wider and open its data to the ecosystem. But I think you are tackling such a technical and technical challenge actually. As the solution develop over time, you are connected to the vehicle's data. First question, how do you do it? And what's your plan for the future? What's your big picture and the vision you are pursuing?
Right. So again, I would say the first step was when we started, as explained earlier, was really access basic information, right? Enrich this data and information and make it easy, consumable, and bring it into a meaningful context. That's what we started with. As I mentioned earlier, we are just using basic data of the vehicle. Very important is we wanted to have an easy way for the connection, so there's no hardware modification needed on the car. So we are leveraging the APIs of the OEMs to fetch this data, enrich this information, and make it accessible. That was really the first phase. The second phase is that we were focusing on the driver engagement and the sharing aspect. Driver engagement, very important. We have a solution scope that we call 20 teams. So we as friends, as family, as colleagues, we can join as a team, put our data together, have kind of a ranking and have, you know, a single home where together we have an overview. And there's, you know, this engagement and gamification. Think about in a corporation, there's the months of sustainability. And there are challenges like we want to reduce the CO2 footprint. So we all together can join and actively support this. So this is really about engagement. But also what I mentioned just before is the ecosystem, right? That you can share your data with parties around. And then the last step, right, or the next step then beside of that is it goes a little bit into the area of predictions, recommendation, automations. So when you, for example, charging somewhere based on the location, we have an integration with WhatsApp. Think about you are just plug in or you open the plug port and you automatically get in WhatsApp telling you, hey, Thorsten, in this location, you should use charging rate ABC because it's the cheapest one here. So you can see it's a direct engagement with the driver, with a recommendation, but also about think about, and that's a little bit into the future, but you have overview of your running costs, but also maybe you want to have control over the value of your car over time. And based on the information, how you drive and how you charge, there might be a prediction how the value of the car will be in 2 years. It might be that we have recommendations how to optimize and, you know, how to stabilize this price. And then the next step would be that we not only do automation, that we not do recommendations, we also have automations which already help you to achieve this goal. Yeah. At the end, as a summary, I think we as Trinity, we want to represent the driver, right? And we want to be the foundation for new business innovations that creates around the driver and the Trinity ecosystem support. And as we, again, as a community solution, always looking for, let's say, additional ideas or startups out there that, you know, building use cases, please use the chat or reach out afterwards, get in touch with us. So super interesting to discuss, you know, how, again, we can bring additional benefit for the driver, for the EV world. That's what we are looking for.
Yeah, it's true. What's super interesting, all the prospects that are based on the data sharing and the solution that you are building. Thank you, Thorsten. Now I'll take some questions. And Olivier Dida is asking about the insurance use case you were talking. Can the driver pay more if the data show he is a bad driver? If so, how keen is he about sharing his data?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I can't perfectly answer it as, you know, we are not in the insurance scenario. I think, again, it's still the free will for the users to decide if they want to share. And if they are interesting, for example, to get a discount with an insurance company, right, they actively are aiming for that and opening, happy to open this up. And that's so important that we are not, you know, selling this data and everyone is forced to do so. It's their decision if they want to have this value and if we want to be a technology enabler for them for doing that. It's the same with Apple Health. I mean, if you're just eating fast food every day, right, and you go to a doctor, it's again your decision at the end if you then share your complete picture. At the end, again, it's a decision at the user, but we want to empower him to make the decision by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And we were talking about the insurer, but I'm sure you already identified a lot of use cases and I would say industry that could be interested in your solution. As of today, where does the interest is coming from? Is it mainly from insurers? Is it from OEMs or in other industry?
Right. I mean, as we know, the EV market at the moment, of course, OEMs are super interested in this topic, right? Because it's a huge transformation for, well, let's be honest, it's a transformation for everyone, including us as the driver. So, but still for the OEMs, it's absolutely always interesting because we see Tronity as an extension to the solutions which the OEMs provides to the owner of the vehicle. And that's important, right? Think about it's the owner that the OEMs are targeted at. We try to target on the driver. And this is especially important for the future when you think about we have more shared mobility. And then again, it's more the driver. Also, the insurance concepts, in my opinion, need to change because I'm shared mobility driver. I have insurance always with me in my backpack. And regardless which car I go, right, I have my driver score whatsoever and get insured. But again, coming back to this question, what we definitely see is charging infrastructure, of course, is a hot topic in the electric mobility at the moment, right? Because as more connectivity they have and engagement with the driver, they can make a more intelligent charging. I think this is super interesting. Then, of course, also this navigation scenarios, because navigation is also at the moment very close. So I think it's a step-by-step approach, how the whole industry around mobility is transforming. And I think it's logical that those close players start first. And then, of course, more solutions around like vehicle clubs, also repair shops and so on, will then go into this direction as well. But more or less, we have a discussion around the industry to learn and see how we can help. Fleets, by the way, sorry, fleets is also a super important topic, right? Because corporates, and that's good, right, for our environment, and now really also need to rethink how they are managing their fleets. And if they go into electric mobility, they also might motivate their employees while they are the drivers, to behave different. And they also need help to learn this new electric mobility language because it's new for them as well. The problem more is, let's be honest, is that we need to keep the focus somehow, sure. Right? Yeah. Especially as a community product and a startup, that we try to focus on what is the most value for the drivers.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for sharing with us, Thorsten, and good luck with such an incredible and amazing project. We'll follow you closely. I was really pleased to host you today for the Mobility Talks. Thanks, everyone, for attending the Mobility Talks. This month, again, we dedicated to the embedded intelligence in cars, and next month, we'll explore the Dach region, which is the meaning, correct me, Thorsten, if I'm wrong, but all the German-speaking countries about innovation in mobility. And Jean-Luc Rippinger, our venture partner, which is based in Munich, will host those talks. I was really pleased to host this talk today. I wish you a very pleasant day. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.